Sorry, it's a really over-the-top opening. Let me start again. Hi, hello, and welcome to the first edition of the podcast. This is my semi-regular capsule of film reviews, which I do with my mouth and you listen to with your ears. Oh, that's the plan, anyway. My mum's going to be subscribing, so that's one definite listener in the bag. Well, seeing as this is my first episode, I should probably explain myself a bit. I'm going to be reviewing the latest releases. Oh no, it's a crazy idea, but that's the way I roll. But I'm also going to be reviewing the reviews, criticising the critics, criticising the people who are much better at their job than I am. This week's review is for Inception. Again, I'm really sorry. I didn't really do the year's biggest blockbuster justice in that crappy introduction. Let me just do improvise a Inception. That'll do. The plot's a difficult one to explain. Let's have a go. Basically, you know dreams. They're those things which are a bit like films, but they happen in your head, and they don't have Hollywood people in them, unless it's one of those special dreams. Well, in the not-so-distant future, agents can break into your dreams and uncover your deepest, darkest secret. That's right, even that secret, you sicko. Even before its release, the film was an enigma. Writer and director Christopher Nolan refrained from spoiling any plot details beforehand, leaving the film almost a complete mystery. The trailer showed some really breathtaking footage, but also featured one of the most annoying soundtracks ever. It just sounded like a vibrating whale. It just went But anyway, that's enough about the trailer. What about the film? Science fiction is a genre driven by ideas, and really no film stands a stronger example of this as Inception, like Nolan's last film, The Dark Knight. Actually, like earlier science fiction films like Blade Runner and 2001, the film needs you to do some work yourself. You just can't sit there agog absorbing the film like a sponge. You actually have to exercise your brain and wrap your head around the many layers. The metaphor of a labyrinth crops up quite regularly, and that is truly what the film is. I mean, the concept of dreams is something which has never really been successfully integrated into film before. Maybe in Michel Gondry's Science of Sleep, but it's never really been used in the context of a thriller. The human psyche is so complex, you're never going to completely capture it. Dreams range from the mundane to the surreal. And what Inception does, it sort of merges these two, and it creates this sort of this uneasy world where anything can happen. At one point, the streets of Paris sort of fold over on top of itself, and really, I felt like my mind had been transformed into the brain of a child. It just felt like it was the first film I'd ever seen. It was brilliant, basically. Now, I've criticised blockbusters for the overuse of CGI in the past, and I'm not one of these people that think that CGI destroyed the warm, humane feel of film. Sorry about that. Because it didn't. It made them marginally better. But every summer we get the slew of films which are lavishly dressed in computer-generated nonsense. Let's get this straight. I like cake, but I couldn't eat a whole one. That is to say, you can't have too much of a good thing. CGI should be used sparingly. And what Nolan has done is to recreate as much as possible through studio elements, through acting, and then polish it off by weaving in these touches of just jaw-dropping CGI. In fact, one of the most impressive scenes is actually when Joseph Gordon-Levitt is fighting with this guy, and this corridor begins to spin, and he's being flung against the wall, and he's writhing around on the ceiling. And to actually film this, they created a corridor which rotated physically. It's incredible stuff. I mean, it's just inspiring, really, and reassuring to know that it's possible to make a blockbuster with gusto and brains simultaneously. I have a brilliant cinema memory of going to see The Fast and the Furious. Please don't judge me. I was young. I thought that watching a film about cars would make me look cool, but apparently not. Because here I am, recording a podcast with my pretentious ramblings. Anyway, we were watching Fast and Furious, during one of the car chases, the sound cut out, and automatically everyone in the audience started making racing car noises, just going rrr, rrr, and it was just a beautiful moment to be part of. But I think that has probably been overtaken in my mind by seeing Inception with full cinema. I won't reveal what it is, but something happens, and every member of the audience just leaned forwards with this overwhelming tension. And then the credits began running, and just this massive communal groan just rippled throughout the auditorium. It says, oh! It was a groan of frustration, but the good kind of frustration. To cut a rambling review short, it's brilliant. It's pure brilliance. Would I call it a classic? Probably not, but I do think it will be highly influential, and we will begin to see a lot more of these intelligent thrillers. I don't know, maybe Transformers 3 will be written by Dostoevsky. Who knows? I do. He's dead. Sorry to break that to you. However, some of the critics have actually taken a real dislike to it. One of the most negative reviews I've read is by Stephanie Zakarak of Movieline. I mean, a lot of her observations are true. Nolan does resort to having the character explain out loud some of the confusing elements of the plot, which probably isn't entirely necessary. I would have rather that he trusted his audience to understand the concepts themselves rather than fill them in with every single little detail. However, Zakarak also directly states that Nolan's films are, none of them are actor movies, and that the most they demand are stunts and gimmicks. Now, I think that's entirely untrue. What was the one performance that everyone was talking about in 2008? It was Heath Ledger as the Joker in The Dark Knight. In Insomnia, Al Pacino and Robin Williams give two of the best performances of their careers. Guy Pearce's acting pretty much made Memento. I think that Nolan is probably a seminal director of our time. Do I think he's the next Kubrick? No, but he does what Kubrick did. He combines classic filmmaking techniques with modern technologies, which, well, it's rare to find. She also makes this observation that the word Inception is chanted again and again. Well, of course it bloody is. It's what the film is about. That's like watching Batman Begins and going, God, they're not saying Batman a lot, are they? It's ridiculous. Okay, now I've got that off my chest. Armand White of the New York Press, who's actually... he's usually a pretty trustworthy film critic. He says that Cobb's dreams are... Hang on a second, I'm reading this off a piece of paper. Cobb's dream obsession suggests pop culture addiction mirroring how consumers habitually escape reality with video games and movies, which I think is a pretty interesting point. But then he follows it up by saying Nolan never critiques this as they did in the film Gamer. Gamer. The film Gamer. Oh my god! Oh, sorry about that. If you haven't seen Gamer, it's a bit rubbish. No, it's not rubbish. It's an odd one. Basically, throughout Gamer, they go, look at all the stuff that we take pleasure in. Look at all the sex and violence we see in our media. But it doesn't critique it like Armand says. It just shows it again and again. It basically goes, oh, look at this. Go on. Oh, look at it some more. Go on. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at the tits on her. And it just ends up as exploitative as the stuff it's criticising. Anyway, I better cut it short. In summary, Inception is an astounding film. Quite possibly one of the best this year. Do I think it's a masterpiece? No, I don't. But in a couple of months' time, when the initial excitement dies down, Inception will stand up as a solid, intelligent thriller. Bloody hell, finally finished.